We're going to move on now and talk about stagflation. So let's start the discussion by defining what it is. As you can probably guess, the word is a mix between stagnation and inflation, a term that was coined in the US in the 1970s. Basically, stagflation is overall bad news. High inflation rates, slow or negative growth, plus high unemployment levels. Well, here's how the cycle might work. In economic terms, stagnation of growth is measured by GDP, in that it either grows extremely slowly or it decreases. If the economy is stagnant, companies start firing employees, unemployment goes up, and consumers have less money to spend. This prolonged downturn in the economy is what we call a recession. Now throw high inflation rates into the mix. Inflation can be described in two ways. In simple terms, it's the increase in prices, but more technically, it's the decrease in the buying power of money. All that means is that whatever little money people have to spend is worth less each day. You can no longer buy as much with the same amount of money because its value has decreased. This combination is what makes stagflation so dangerous. Okay, so let's look at some things that can contribute to stagflation, using the 1970s as an example. It has a lot to do with central banks and macroeconomic policies. The Fed used monetary policy to stimulate demand and keep unemployment low, which resulted in a wage price spiral. When the government put more money into the economy, prices rose. The inflation started to rise faster than employees' wages because business needed to protect profits. Naturally, workers weren't willing to provide labor for lower wages, and unemployment rose alongside inflation. That, combined with the huge increase in oil prices, meant higher prices in various industries. Okay, that seems like a good place to leave it for now. Next time, we'll discuss how to prevent stagflation.